Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. Support comes from community partners Larson & Miller Injury Law, Commerce Trust Company, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.
Welcome to our Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. I'm Jennifer Moore. All this week, we're turning the microphone over to people in our community who will be talking about how race and racism impact their lives. To kick off the series this morning, we listen to husband and wife, Jonathan and Grace Bird of Springfield. Jonathan, who's Black, is originally from Cincinnati, and Grace, who's white, grew up in Haiti. You might hear a cameo appearance by their youngest of four children.
So talk to me about a time that you've experienced racism here in Springfield.
So recently, within the past month and a half during quarantine, I was on the phone and kind of talking with a friend, and I was walking up and down our street here, which is just behind Bass Pro. And I'm walking up the street and this truck slows down and says some racial slurs to me and then throws a slushie at me and, you know, pales out. And I'm on the phone and I'm just like in shock. And we talked about this. I came home and I was like, say, I don't know what to do, because if I don't say anything about this, then racism doesn't exist right now. But at the same time, if I do say something about this, I'm being petty, or we won't get past it because we keep just picking out all these small things. But it's not a small thing. It really has kind of changed my outlook of in the neighborhood. Like, I'm trying to walk, and walking is something that is hard for me to do. And now, instead of walking, if I'm talking on the phone, I'm either in our vehicle or I don't go outside.
Yeah. When the dog gets out next door and I'm like, that's fine, you can play with their dog and don't think anything about it. And like, oh, he's in our yard, but I don't want my kids to get out of our yard, so I'm going to shut the gate. Well, if I was a person of color, if that had been you and you did that, like, you wouldn't do that because you don't want it to look like you're trying to steal their dog. I've been on this journey for 8 years, so I'm still learning. That kind of stuff is things that when we started dating, I had no idea that that was still a thing, and that people recently, you know, has still been lynched. You know, I just thought initially, again, like 10, 15 years ago. Hello. Hello, sir. You want to have your say as well? I know it's not a happy topic. I thought that it was just a community of people rehashing old wounds, was basically my attitude towards this conversation of racism that is current today. And like, this is exhausting. Can we please just move on? Why do you have to keep bringing this up? Can't we move forward? And then I realized, oh, you're trying to move forward, but everybody is not going with you.
Like, when I first moved back here, when I first moved to the Ozark area in 2005, I was experiencing for the first time what it was like to meet people that hadn't been around a Black person, or the only Black people they knew of was on TV. I hated the dynamic of, you know, being an ambassador to my race and being a representative of my race, so that in such a way that if I did something, that meant that's what my race did. And if I said something, I spoke for my entire race.
Yeah.
Somehow in America, a lot of people feel like, you know, it was so ancient. It doesn't exist now. It hasn't existed. There's no one alive really that has experienced it. And it's human for us to experience something, and then it takes either something to overtake that experience for us to even try it again. You know, like, if you burn yourself on something, was it that you burned it because it was a stove? Was it because of the pot? Was it because of the handle was too hot? But if you don't know, you know, you just know in this general area, I got hurt. So then you avoid that area until someone else shows you. Yeah, no. See, what happened was the handle of this spoon was too hot because it was actually on the eye. And the handle's metal. So that's how you burned yourself. It wasn't the fact that you were just in this area. If they're open to talk about it, then let's talk about it.
Again, that was Jonathan and Grace Bird of Springfield. You can hear the second half of their conversation this afternoon at 4:44 as our Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism, continues. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Larson and Miller Injury Law, Commerce Trust Company, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.